Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This report goes to Congress so that you know exactly what your community needs. Other people in your community are doing it. Does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. I'm not going to take too much of your time, okay? We're going to do this as soon as we can. Now, are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you
definitely
probably
vote?
Not vote? Definitely vote. Okay, great. Now, if you don't mind, may I ask your age? You don't have to answer this question.
I'm over 60.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where you 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What number will you pick?
10.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, an independent or something else?
I would say something else.
Okay. Other. All right. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. Thank you.
Whatever the highest approval is.
Oh, okay. Strongly approve. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
The same.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2. Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Border security. Combating division and racism. Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. Reducing crime. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, and the last one is protecting abortion rights. You could pick 2.
Really, it's all of those, but I think guns is a big one.
The guns?
Yes, and probably, I think it was something about Social Security. What was that?
Oh, yeah, that was protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using scale from 0 to 100, on which is 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Kamala Harris.
100.
Okay. Jill Stein.
You said, who is it?
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein.
Yes.
80.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Sherrod Brown.
Say your first name again.
Sherrod.
Oh, Sherrod Brown. That's
Sherrod Brown. Okay.
Brown.
Okay, I'm sorry. My...
That's the 100.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was my bad. Bernie Moreno.
That would be a 0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
-2.
Okay.
0.
All
zero.
Right, no problem. Tim Scott?
Who again?
Tim Scott.
0.
Joe Biden?
100.
Okay. And the last one is Democrats in Congress.
I'll give them a 75.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now, we already at 50%. We already have ways, so what we're going to do is start, because I don't want to take too much of your time, okay? And I thank you for your time. I really appreciate it for you to stay with me and do this. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and an Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
What was your last name if I was undecided? No, it would be Joe Biden.
Okay. And in the general elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown, right? Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod.
Okay, and yes. Republican Bernie Moreno. For whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, because of student debt, because the market is about to, I'm not sure if it's top, 40,000. It's definitely 39. And the fact that he has tried to normalize race relations in our country and tried to do something with immigration and gun control, except for these Republicans who believe that Donald Trump is their leader, and whatever he says, they do, so we can't get anything passed until we defeat him and put more Democrats in the Senate and the House so that we can get some work done.
Okay. That's fair enough. Thank you so much for your answer. Okay, now, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
A lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
It makes me less favorable to him.
Much less favorable or somewhat?
Much, much less favorable.
Okay. And why is that?
He is a man of discord. He does not bring peace or reconciliation to anybody. He's a convicted criminal. Sex offender. Shall I go on?
That's correct. Okay, that's fair enough. Thank you so much for that answer. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs.
You ready?
Yes.
The Supreme Court.
Okay.
And Donald Trump.
Okay. All right, thank you. We're already at 70%. Okay, now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with the issue, okay? Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Biden much?
Joe
Biden somewhat? Okay, much or somewhat?
Much.
Okay. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden.
Okay.
Somewhat.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
It's, tell me the person that would make a difference with it, or?
No, like who would fight this? Who would do a better job dealing with it?
Biden will.
Okay. Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden, very much.
Okay. Securing our borders.
Biden.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden.
Okay. Okay, we're already at 81. Great. In general speaking, does President Biden handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him or does it matter or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Totally disagree.
Strongly disagree?
Strongly, as strong as possible, disagree.
Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all? A lot? Very often? Okay.
Often, I guess.
Okay. And now, and from whom, which of the following social media sites do you receive the more information? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or other?
Probably Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What was the last grade that you completed? From 1 to 11, high school graduate, some college and vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's, postgraduate, master's?
Some college.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Twice a week.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Could you read it to me one more time?
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say
yes,
nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban, it's kind of suburban urban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, great. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? This is the last question.
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation and your time. I really appreciate it, okay? You have a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy your dinner later on.
Okay.
And thank you.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uy, hijo puta. Mm-hmm.